Mr. Sullivan.
Good morning, Mrs. O'Brien.
Did you hear about the great shindig down the block? I never heard the like of it in all me born days.
I know all about it. Sure, I was there.
Oh, you must have had a great time.
We did. You know, the widow Clancy gave her son a party. She had friends packed right up to the door. One of them had a laugh like a big giraffe. It was fun to hear the widow roar. Oh, Hogan, oh, Hogan. Sure, I'll break myself in half if you don't cut out that laugh. Oh, Hogan, oh, Hogan. Man, if you don't stop, I'll drop. Oh, sure, you have me nearly crying. Will you stop a moment till I get me breath? Oh, Hogan, oh, Hogan, you're a better man than me, Hogan. Houlihan and Monahan were doubled up in two. Mrs. Kelly shook her shoulders laughing at McHugh. Uncle Dan, to break it up, said, how about a song? Sweeney shouted, put him out, and got himself in wrong. Empty kegs and table legs began to fill the air. Mike O'Toole picked up a stool and parted Riley's hair. Widow Clancy called a cop who had to use his stick. But the copper soon found out the battle was too thick. McCarty shouted good and loud, go out and get reserves. Widow Clancy said, shut up, he'll get what he deserves. Soon the wagon came and took the fighters all away. Widow Clancy kept on shouting in the same old way. Oh, Hogan, oh, Hogan, sure I'd break myself in half if you don't,